This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. As always, coming to you from the patio studios, your original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere when it comes to celebrating Cardinal baseball, and of course, brought to you by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com. Happy to have Randy Green and his company back with us for the 2019 St. Louis Cardinal season. Remember, he's just a phone call away if you need him for residential work, commercial work, or industrial work. He's got the construction team, the heating and cooling team, and the electric team ready to go at your service. He's a man of his word, 35 years experience. He's a second-generation craftsman, folks. He's takes it very serious. And if you need somebody in your corner, that name you should know and trust is Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, we have games being played, which is exciting. I mean, I know it's spring training and the games don't count, but man, they count to me because I just love to watch baseball, and there are things that I enjoy as a baseballer that make me like spring training games maybe more than others. Now, what I will say after yesterday is, man, oh man, I mean, we got some people losing their minds over spring training baseball already, and I don't understand it. I mean, guys.
Who's losing their mind?
We've got some fans out there that just, like, don't get it. So you hear that familiar voice in the background. And let's welcome in on the M4byYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? I don't want anybody frustrated over two games. Come on now. Let's go.
Well, that's why I want to ask
you. Let's be real here.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to ask you right off the bat. So let me ask you this. Especially at the beginning of spring training. Now, for this discussion, let's say this. We've seen a guy like Robinson come in and get some hits right away, and then we see some other guys that don't do some things right away. Now, it's only a couple games, but my point is, what is a guy doing in spring training, especially if you're an established veteran?
Wow. To tell you the truth, Jimbo, I was lucky enough to be a number one catcher, right?
Right.
I was never a backup, or I was never a guy fighting for a spot. Only in 99, maybe, or 2000, early on in my career, where I knew I was going to be sent out to AAA, but I wasn't fighting for a job. But once Socha came in, I didn't have the opportunity to fight for a job. I was always a number one. But hearing my brother and hearing other people dealing with the situations that I you know, I didn't have a chance to. It is very difficult for those guys that are fighting for a job. They need to come up ready, right? We said it before. But for those guys that already have it made, they're just finding their timing. They're just trying to get those baseball things out. So it's not a big deal. Those first games, it really isn't. Maybe for the pitching, maybe it's more important than anybody else, because the pitchers, they need to show what they can do right away. And one of the reasons why I say this, Jimbo, is because sorry, it's because Cabrera, Genesis, making me look really bad right now.
Well, yeah. I mean,
in one game, though. One game.
Right.
So, but he's not the kind of guy that you want him to have that game right there. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, he's one of those that needs to be almost perfect to make the club. Because Tyler Webb has been up there and done good. Shreve is coming from an area where he's been okay and things like that. So there's other guys too. But that's what I mean. But for some guys, might be a fight. For others, it's not a fight. It's just getting ready to be ready for the season, you know?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is you know, those guys that are out there and they're trying to make a team, you got guys that are trying to find a feel for their pitches. It's always different. You know, I tell people this all the time. When you get on the mound for real versus, you know, working in the off season or throwing a bullpen, it's hard to describe, man. When you know, that the adrenaline gets going, it's a lot different with a batter in there, and then you're trying to get outs. It's crazy, you know? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, when he means something, Jimbo.
Sure. So that's why a lot of these things sometimes, in my opinion, get blown out of proportion. But you know what is interesting? I think we had mentioned on the show that when you were in town for winter warm-up, I had taken you by to see our friends at to meet one of our partners, Gators Baseball Academy, the guys over at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. You got to mess around with the hit tracks machine and meet some of the guys, and, you know, you were able to watch some of the guys out there training, doing their thing in the off season as they prepare for their upcoming season. And, you know, the stuff that they do so well there, their four-pillar system, you met all those guys. But what was cool was their association with Premier Pitching P3, which is one of the most well-known pitching training places in the country. You know, they have pro guys coming in from all over in the off season and working. And I wanted you to meet those guys because I've known them for a while now. And when we went over there, we just happened to be there. There wasn't very many people there when we were there, but that – the what's his name? The left-hander, is it Tommy Lane? No, what's his name? Is it Tommy Lane?
Yeah, yeah.
He was throwing.
Well, Tommy Lane was.
Yep.
Lane Thomas is the outfielder.
Yeah. So it's
is it? Is the other guy?
Tommy? Is it Tommy Lane? Is that his name?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's the other Lane.
Yep. He was. Yeah, that's it. Tommy Lane. He was pitching. Well, he wasn't pitching. He was going through his throwing routine that he was working on in the off season, and you recognized him, I guess, because you had seen that he was, I guess, with the Cardinals trying to make the team. And, you know, so we got to watch him throw, and it was just funny, you know, being in a building like that, a big building, and watching him throw and how hard he threw. And you were like, yeah, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's not like a high velocity guy. And I'm just like, geez, I mean, these guys are such on another planet, you know. But but it was great, you know. And then to see him come in, and he looked good. I mean, he looked real good. So good for him.
Well, these guys, Jimbo, they're fighting for their life right now. You know what I'm saying? Like we said before, it's a do or die for some of these guys. He's not a young guy either, so he has to show Mosalek that if he gets people out up here in spring training, at least if he doesn't make the team, that consider him if something happens with the lefties up there. You know, if something happens to be injured or they need a to go away with the family matter or something like that, to at least consider these guys, because that's what's in their head. I bet you 100%. They're like, I have to outpitch, maybe not Miller, but at least these young guys, they need to outpitch each other. Like this Lane guy, he has to outpitch Cecil. He has to outpitch Shreve. She has to outpitch, what's the other, Webb?
Ty Webb, yep.
Yeah, Cabrera, who's coming with the really high, you know, prospect number. So, you know, that's what's happening right now. It's the same as I don't know how to pronounce the catcher's name, Kinsler.
Kinsler. Yep.
Kinsler.
Yep.
And then and Fernando Peña,
yep.
Francisco Peña.
Yep.
Sorry. Those guys have to come up and show that one of them is gonna be Yadi's backup.
Yeah, I've been impressed with him. Have you been impressed with Kneiser?
Yes, and Yadi too. So the thing is, well, Yadi 2 years ago told me that kid was gonna be his successor, right? His guy that he thinks is the guy who can control the pitching staff, is the guy who can hit and do it all. But that was 2 years ago, and look, he's still around. He's still there. So, but those guys fight for it too, Jimbo. So, I mean, this is spring training for some people. It's to get ready, like Carpenter, Nosun, and all those guys. They can take their time all they want, but these young guys, bro, these young guys, they have to go at it because they want to make an impression. If they don't make the team, at least at some point this year, they at least consider them, you know?
Yeah. We look at the right here and now that for some players, like Kneiser. I mean, basically, he opened eyes in the past. And I think, like, this spring training, it would make no sense for the Cardinals to put him on the bench behind Yadi. But the reality of it is, if he's showing them that, yes, when Yadi's ready to retire, I'm your guy, that's what he's doing right now. So good for him. I love that.
No, and it's good. Believe me, nobody knows what's going to happen during the season. Nobody wants to get injured. Look at Yadi, a freak incident with his getting hit in the ding-dongs. And all of a sudden, he missed like 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
So you don't know what's going to happen. We hope and we pray that nothing happened to anybody and we can have a injury-free year. But, you know, we don't know.
It's hard. So it's really hard, to go through a season with nothing.
That's what really matters. Yeah, what really matters, though, that people are ready to step in when they need to.
Well, and listen, here's the thing, too. I get it that spring training, we've all been waiting all this time, right? And then game start, and it's hard to help yourself. Now, sometimes people get the juices going because something happens in these games that kind of fits their narrative. So, like, for the anti-Dexter Fowler crowd, right off the bat, he misjudges a ball, nothing really to speak of at the plate, which, it is defense. What are you going to do about a couple of at-bats? It's first game of spring training. But – you know, if you're completely anti-Dex and you're mad at the Cardinals because they didn't go after Bryce Harper, well, right away you've got fuel for your fire and you just let it fly because that's what social media allows us to do, right? Just let it fly. Now, I find it fun, but, I've admittedly said that I'm not the biggest fan, but, I mean, I'm not going to.
I don't think it's fair for anybody right now to be making to be having this really hard conversation about Dexter and because I tell you what, Jimbo, Bader doesn't have the teammate either. And everybody's counting on him being the center fielder. He doesn't have a mate. I don't know who in the minds thought that he have the teammate. I don't think so. I think he has to battle his butt off like he's always have. And he might make it. I mean, he will make it if he does the things right and he has the upper hand and all that. Yeah, I get it. But he doesn't have it, man. And Dexter is on the same boat. Dexter is a little different because of the money. But at the same time, Dexter, if he messed up, man, they have other options. Tyler O'Neill is just knocking on the freaking door, trying to push in that door. He's not knocking anymore.
Yeah.
He's pushing that door. Open the door.
Yeah.
Open the freaking door. I'm here. And because of the money-wise that we discussed before,
right?
They might not happen, but you have to consider O'Neill, not for one game or two games in the spring. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this guy. At some point, you're going to have to consider him. He can play center field too. That's why I said Bader doesn't have it made. Dexter doesn't have it made right now, so they have to battle. See what we've been talking about? Those are fights, man. Those are dog fights. Those are things that they go at it because they don't want to miss it. Jose Martinez wants to be in the lineup, bro. And if he's the best guy out there hitting in spring training, I bet you anything they'll put him over Dexter.
It's going to be interesting for sure. I mean, I'm one of those guys that I want spring training to matter. I want there to be jobs available. I know you see that a lot with these clubs that maybe, I hate to use this word, but, you see this a lot with clubs that, they don't have or let's just say they've got a lot of jobs available. You know what I'm saying? For and you'll see that. I mean,
same with that Arias guy. I mean, Colton Wong better put the right shoes on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that guy is right on his tail. That guy's pretty good. I saw him. I watched video of him it's he's pretty good. And he's another guy that's knocking on the freaking door. I'm telling you, there's a few guys. We got that Garcia kid, Adolis Garcia. I mean, those
he's a
guys
hustler. He's a
those
hustler.
Those guys are legit, legit contenders for a spot. And if somebody falls asleep, somebody doesn't do what he needs to do, man, these guys will take your spot, man, in a heartbeat. And they're good. They're really good. They're going to make an impact right away. So, everybody, let's go, you know?
Well, and that's, you know, that's the beauty of spring training. I got to tell you the truth, though. For me, my favorite part of spring training is just knowing it's going on. Like, yes, you know, over the weekend and then today again, we'll be able to flip on the TV and watch Cardinal baseball, get to see some people that we like, take a couple of at-bats and go through them, their what they do to get ready. Then we'll get to see some of these young players that we hear about. You know, we'll get to hear guys tell stories on the air. I just love that whole part of baseball. So for me, it is what it is. Like I said, I think you have to take – if you really love it, well, listen, you can do whatever you want. But I guess what I'm saying is – and I'll just talk about myself. I know what some of the battles are, and those are going to intrigue me. I say every year, guys that I know that have had injury problems, I'm going to keep an eye on them and see how – if I think they look like they're over their injuries – guys that have been good in the past, I want to see, you know, if I feel like that's something that's going to continue. I'm interested to see what a guy like Goldschmidt, you know, looks like in spring training, just like I used to love to watch Albert in spring training. And that was an example of a guy I'm talking about that you could tell in spring training, you know, he wasn't there trying to win games. This guy's in there getting himself ready, just like a Yachty or just like anybody else. So, I enjoy all that kind of stuff, and I'm going to enjoy it whether they win or lose, whether they – you know, get pounded or pound somebody, it's not going to matter to me. So,
and remember, these guys face each other in the during the season. So you don't want to throw all your pitches to one guy because you might face him in the season and then he's seen everything to you, right? Like Flaherty facing the Marlins, for example. Maybe early on, it doesn't matter. He just needs to work on things. But once the second week, third week of spring training is coming on, and he faces the Marlins, he might, in his head, he knows he can get that guy out with a slider down on the way, but he's going to try a fastball in just to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're going to face him a couple of times in the season, or if they face the Phillies or whoever. So Yachty or Peña or whoever's catching, they might not call the game how it really is. That's another thing I did too when I was catching. We face Oakland A's. We face everybody here when we were going to face him 18 times in the season. So I'm like, I don't want to show this guy the best sliders and sliders and sliders. When the season comes, we cannot even get him out on sliders because he already seen so many. So all those strategies happens in spring training too. You don't want to throw anything. So you throw another pitch that he might not even be thinking. So when you face him in the season, you're ready to go, you know?
Yeah, I would say I can tell you this. I will try to keep an open mind to everybody, including a Brett Cecil and a Dexter Fowler, who aren't, you know, guys that I look at as guys I feel like I can count on. But I've said it once, I'll say it again. If they wear a Cardinal jersey and they can help us, I'm in. So count me in. But as far as what spring training does and what it's for, everybody's going to look at it their own way. And that's the beauty of this thing. So, you know, let's allow everybody to do that and have a blast with it before we get to opening day. Speaking of opening day, Benji, I've got some news on our opening day ticket giveaway contest. So
yes.
I've got to share some news here. Okay. So we found out over the weekend that there was a small glitch, on the registration. So, as we've said on here before, it's real simple. Go to twobirdsonabat.com, click the opening day ticket giveaway page. So many of you have done that, okay? And I've told you, you can go back there every day, and you can reshare on Twitter. You can click share on Twitter, share on Facebook, receive more entries. You get more for referrals, all that kind of stuff, right? One of the things on there wasn't working properly. The subscribe to my podcast, which is at the bottom, and it's also worth the most points, 20 entries. That has been fixed now. So everybody can go back to the website, twobirdsonabat.com, click opening day ticket giveaway. When it takes you in there, it'll show that you've already registered. And for those that haven't, you'll see it. Okay. But you go down to the bottom where it says subscribe to my podcast. Even though it's checked, it was not working properly. So click it again, and you'll see that it'll take you where you need to go. You subscribe, you get 20 points. So for all of our listeners out there, it will now be official. You can take care of that. I'm excited about it. And again, we're loving this contest. We're loving how everybody's really jumping on board with it, and we're happy that somebody's going to be joining us for opening day tickets. And that is always special thanks to our friends at lineupmedia.fm, home of Yo Radio. I've been telling you guys to go ahead and start downloading Yo Radio, the streaming platform for your mobile device. You know, the way that this contest is going to roll out, it's going to revolve a little bit around downloading Yo Radio, so you might as well go ahead and start. On Thursday, we will announce what you need to do to receive your additional entries involving Yo Radio. So go ahead and download it for free on your mobile device, and you'll be one step ahead of the game. We want to thank everybody for joining us. And please, twobirdsonabat.com is our website. That's where we want you guys to check us out at. You can do the contest there. You can listen to the show. You can do numerous things. Find us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Find us on Facebook. That's always a big push for us. Type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our page, click invite your friends. Of course, when you see the podcast posted, it'll be a pinned post. We're going to ask you to like it, comment on it, and share it. That's how we reach more people. Big push, too, is Instagram through this contest. We want you to follow us there, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And, of course, lineupmedia.fm is where we're housed, and we appreciate everything they've done for us. So before we get back into our conversation here, I want to remind everybody, you heard me mention GatorsBaseballAcademy.com earlier. You heard us talk about InnovativeCompanies.com. Guys, Adam's Smokehouse is, in our opinion, the best barbecue in St. Louis. We want you to remember those guys. They do so much for us. They do so much for local sports radio, and I'm here to tell you, you will not be disappointed. Located on Watson Road on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, they are open till 7. They can cater for you. They can do box lunch orders. But more importantly, what they can do is provide you the best barbecue in St. Louis. I would not hesitate to get over there and have some of this great barbecue. Tell them your friends at Two Birds on a Bat sent you, especially if you run into Mike. He's a great guy. So that's our friends at Adam's Smokehouse. All right, Benji. So as I get back into this, I got to ask you about a couple of things. Number one, if anybody pays any attention to you and Yachty's Twitter, you guys are good friends with Jose Martinez. How happy are you for Jose Martinez that he got that 2-year deal from the Cardinals?
I think I'm so excited, Jimbo. I think I wrote to him and I said, hey, man, I think I'm more excited than you are, buddy. It is really, really cool for them to do that. I think they went really low on him, but he had no choice to accept it. I don't think it was a really good deal. I just think it's a really good deal for him. You know what I'm saying? He's 30 and he's 31, and 2-year deals put him up there. He just makes himself work harder, obviously, to make more after those 2 years. But I really believe that he deserves more money than that. There's a lot of people. I can name you 5 guys right now that are getting paid 5 or 4 or maybe 3 per year, and they have not even close numbers that this kiddo can give you. So in that matter, I'm not very happy for the money they gave him. I think they should have gave him more. Let me make sure what it was, Jimbo. I thought it was 2 years, 3-point-something, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that. I really don't. But once again, I'm very happy for him. Very happy he accepted it. He's happy with it, and he's just gonna have to prove himself 2 more years so he can get another little 2-year deal somewhere else, or here or somewhere else.
Well, again, I mean, I know. Listen, in the end, is this a good deal for him? Did he get some security? I mean, it is what it is. Sure. I mean, love to see him get more. It sounds like he wants to be here. It sounds like this will help him for some current things he's dealing with. Hopefully it's a good thing all the way around, and hopefully it's just the first of a few contracts for him that will secure his future. But
yeah, and we're not talking about more money because of we're being greedy or anything like that. It's more money because of his numbers, right? Because the comparison that we have with his numbers, remember we were talking in the last show how I told you guys how if that catcher is making so-and-so and it has this number, why can't I, right? Something like that. So for that is what I'm saying. It's not good numbers. It's not good money for the people like that. But it's really good for him. It's really good for what he's done, right?
Yeah, I would, you know, and I'm with you 100%. For me, my hope is that this guy comes in and has another great season. It's evident to me, and this is kind of where I was going with it for you, we heard through the press that you could hear the roar through the walls of the clubhouse and how excited they were for him. So, you know, my guess would be is that everybody in that clubhouse is aware of his situation, especially back home. I know that they all love him. I know that they all, like, are, like, not envious, but they're all, like, appreciative of how hard he's worked to get to where he's at. What a great moment for him, and what a great moment for all guys that spend that much time in the minors and make it to the bigs.
Unbelievable. That's why I'm so happy for him. I'm really excited that he gets the opportunity to make that kind of money, especially like you said, you just mentioned all those situations he's been going through, all the years of being in the minor leagues and things like that. So I'm very, very excited, Jimbo, for him. The only thing was because – you know what we were saying, he deserved a little bit more, but you know, he probably didn't think of it any different. You know, he was just happy to get that and move on, you know. So I'm happy for him, very excited. I think he's gonna help us out. I think and I hope nobody gets hurt, because I just want a injury free year. But I really do believe that Jose Martinez is gonna play a huge role into our success this year.
Yeah, it's you know, I having him, you know, when we were talking about trading him, I think I had mentioned multiple times that you know, would it be best if he went somewhere else and played every day? Maybe,
depending on what we were gonna get.
Sure, but I mean, selfishly, you know, I didn't want him to go anywhere, because unless you could get something really massive for him, because you had the luxury of a lot of outfielders. But I guess selfishly, if you could have got something really, really helpful to you, then yes. But also selfishly, if it wasn't going to be something that was impactful to us, you know, and I understand the whole Dexter Fowler with the contract thing. But, man, why would you just give away a guy that hits 300 and a guy that let's face it, part of this too is
RBIs, bro.
And let's face it, the team loves him. The guys love him. Yeah, you have to have guys like that.
Clubhouse culture.
You got to have guys like that, you know. So, you know, my guess is he is. You know what? I hate to say that he's your insurance policy, 100% insurance policy. In my opinion,
I know, but he shouldn't be.
I know
he shouldn't be. Let's be honest with ourselves. Come on. I know what you're trying to say is it could be right too, but let's be honest, man. He's no insurance to anybody, you know?
Yeah.
He ain't no insurance. If we would have had somebody trade him, I would have let him go too, because I want his best for him. And the best for him is a DH spot in the American League. That's the best for him. He can have 500 at bats. He can have all he wants. He can don't even have to worry about a glove or anything in the DH era. But and here, when you put Fowler, O'Neill, when you put Carpenter on top of this kid, you know, it hurts him. But the good thing that we have with him, Jimbo, is that he understands it. He's okay with it. That's why they love him so much. Even though he knows he could play, he could be in the lineup anywhere else, he's still happy there. He's still happy here with the Cardinals, man. And that's what I love about him.
Yeah, he's a, you know, he's proven to be well worth, you know, the time investment and everything that goes with it. He is legit as they come when it comes to playing. He's also that way as a teammate,
yeah,
really.
That's what I was going to say. That's the best way for you to tell your kids. You wanna play baseball? Watch Jose Martinez's attitude. That's how you play baseball. That's how really you play baseball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the guy that you point out when you say, Logan, you wanna play baseball, buddy? Watch this guy play. And not only swinging, hitting, running, catching. That's not what I mean. His attitude towards baseball. That's the right attitude to play the game of baseball. And if you have a kid, watch him. Watch Jose Martinez. That's the right attitude to play ball.
We need more of that. You know, who doesn't, right? Like, in my opinion, when it comes to this, I mean, we could always use more of that. I think it's – I do believe in my heart that it's part of a winning culture. I think it is something that's helpful to have. You can't have enough guys like that. So good for him. And I hope that he's rewarded if he's earned a spot with playing time. Because, man, it'd be – I just envision him as that number two hitter that we need hitting in front of Goldie and Ozuna. On that note, to this point, not much has went down, really. I mean, let's be honest here. We've played, you know, a couple spring training games. We saw a couple of at-bats from we've only seen a couple of at-bats from Goldschmidt and stuff like that. And Ozuna, I think it was good to see that he's in the lineup. He's not playing outfield, but I feel like it was good to see him. You know, if we get good seasons from both those guys, this thing could get really interesting for the Cardinals, especially from an RBI perspective.
Oh, my goodness, Jimbo. Oh, my goodness. You imagine we're going to have finally what we wanted to. Of course, Machado and Harper would have made a lot of big impact too. But, dude, we have what we wanted. We have a lefty out of the bullpen that if he stays healthy, it's really hard on lefties. We have a guy in the middle of the lineup that lineup is just stretched out. You start with Carpenter. Hopefully he's healthy and doing his thing. Then you follow with Martinez, which I love Martinez in the second spot, but it's not going to happen. I have a bad feeling about it. So they're going to have to find. And I just saw a little thing today that says Fowler is going to be in the middle hitting second or something. At least they're going to try it, which I don't know. You know, I don't know what they're thinking for that matter, right? I don't know what they're thinking about. But you have Ozuna, Goldie Ozuna, Yachty, and then you have these guys. Come on, man. You can't go wrong with that. Are you kidding me? I am so excited for the season to start already.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I've got I've probably got so many things running through my mind on, you know, different scenarios for lineups and what I would like to see versus other things. And when it comes right down to it, the Cardinals are going to do what they think is best. We still have Bryce Harper out on the market. We still have Dallas Keuchel, Craig Kimbrell. I mean, this whole thing is interesting.
Keuchel is a hard guy to think that he'll be with us, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't really see it, yeah.
It's really hard with the arms that we have. I don't see our organization making any move on that matter because we have enough arms to make it up for anybody. So, and they done good too. So, Kimbrell could happen because he's still out there. It could be a cheaper buy, even though he won't come down or something like that. I read. Did you read that? Yeah. He will not come down from his money. Well, he might be willing to sit out a year. Are you kidding me? You're willing to sit out a baseball year because you don't get what you want? And instead of getting a little less and still play ball, you know what I'm saying?
Well, somebody said that his agent came out after that and said it wasn't true, which I hope it wasn't. I mean, that's just...
Oh, I hope he wasn't. I hope he wasn't because, man, holy Moses, instead of getting, like we were talking about, instead of getting 10 a year, you're asking for 15.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
You're like, holy Moses, man. But hopefully it's not true, and hopefully we can move on. But there's still a few guys out there, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. And like I said, I'm not expecting anything, so it's fine. But I also, you know, I look at this whole thing and I say, you know, hopefully everything that we have – like, I would love to believe that everything we need is right here in front of us and we can build a championship team out of what we have. Obviously, the Carlos Martinez news isn't great, you know, right off the bat. Hopefully it's nothing and he comes back fine, you know. And again, I say hopefully a lot in these conversations, right? Like, hopefully Alex Reyes is ready to go. Hopefully, you know, we figure out the left side of the bullpen because we have all these different options in there. Hopefully, right? Hopefully Ozuna's healthy, right? I mean, hopefully Dexter can bounce back. Hopefully, you know, hopefully things work out just great. So we'll see what happens.
Health is the key word, buddy.
Yep.
Health is the key word to success. I think we should be, and we could be really dangerous team if we are healthy. We can make some noise. I cannot wait until we face our division and see what we can do against them, because obviously we got two teams that are on top of us right now and two teams behind us. So that are coming, that are getting ready for us too. So I really can't wait, man. I can't wait to see the season. Obviously, let's go step by step. I cannot wait to see baseball in spring training. How's that?
Yeah, I guess so far to this point, I mean, it's early, but the coolest thing, the great thing is good for Jose Martinez, and to this point, good for Reyes. I mean, you know, if you have a guy go down like a Carlos Martinez, and let's face it, he's not really down yet because we're not even close to the start, but if you get a setback, if that's the word you want to use, isn't it nice to know you have a talented young man like Reyes sitting there who, if himself healthy, is ready to go?
He's not the only one, buddy.
Well, I was going to say, there's plenty.
We have Hudson ready, knocking on the door. If Tyler O'Neill is pushing on the door, like we said, Hudson is pushing, Reyes is pushing. Ponce de Leon cannot wait to get an opportunity. And then you keep going. Gant, who did well for us last year, filling in. He cannot wait to have an opportunity to be a regular starter. Flaherty's going to be there. I mean, we have arms, man. We do have arms, and that's the key, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And that, for me, is going to be the fun part of this whole deal, because I love competition. I don't, like, you'll never convince me, and I'm sorry, but you will never convince me that there's anything healthier than competition when it comes to figuring out who's going to do what when it comes to St. Louis Cardinals baseball. It's just how I feel. It's something that I think matters, and I certainly hope for everybody involved that, you know, they understand what competition really is and what it does for players. So for me, I don't know, you know, like, I can't say for sure that there, like, everybody's in a competition. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be naive. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm just, I understand that, I understand
there's
that certain jobs are already taken. I get that. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I love the competition of spring training.
There's a lot of competition going on, Jimbo. There's a lot of it. And, you know, Munoz doesn't have the team made either. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
He made the club last year. That's great. And he had a great season. And I love Munoz myself. I love that kid. That kid is really good and talented. But he hasn't the team made yet. He has to battle again and make sure that everything goes well from his side and all that to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. No doubt about it.
How many guys do we mention that were fighting for jobs? That's a lot of them. Over 10 guys right now, or maybe 15 guys, are fighting for a few spots.
Isn't it awesome? I hate to say that, but isn't it really kind of awesome?
It's awesome because it's going to bring the winning mentality back early in spring training. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That mentality of winning is going to be there because you're going to have guys. If you have 9 guys that already made the club, you're going to see some losses in spring training because your main guys are not there. But if you have guys that are there but just fighting for a spot, come on, man. You got to love that. I love it. I really do love it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It should be enjoyable, and I hope we all can sit back. Let's be injury-free, right? Let's see what happens, and let's go from there. But it sure looks like they're not going to add anybody. They're going to try to figure this thing out from within. Leads me to believe that you may see some contract extensions, probably more sooner than later with Michaelis. We've heard that name mentioned. I have a feeling Goldschmidt will go into the season, but seems like that's where some of this money may be spent in the form of extensions. So doesn't look like they're going to add anybody unless something falls in their lap or something else unfortunately happens. And we'll just go with what we have. But these are the guys that wear the two birds on a bat, and I guess we'll let that competition part of this play itself out.
if these kids are the ones that we're going to have for the whole year, we're in good shape, buddy.
Yeah, I agree. It's the competitive nature of some of the battles that go on that do it for me. Like I said, I know it's different things for other people, but that's the fun. And let's face it, being a fan is supposed to be what? It's supposed to be fun. So I'm going to enjoy that part of it. I know for you, you look at different things. I know for every other fan, they look at the different things as well. Hey, before we get out of here, I got to ask you. News came out today that it looks like your brother's going to catch on March 14th. So he's got a couple more weeks of getting himself to where he's confident that he's 100% and ready to go. That's got to be good news for Cardinal fans everywhere.
Oh, that is awesome news, Jimbo. That is awesome news. I can't wait to see him. He has that chip knee, overgrown bone, shave off. I cannot wait to see him. He looks in great shape. Obviously, he's always been in good shape. He's always worked so hard for it. So I can't wait to see him behind the plate and getting ready for the season, man. He's our icon. He's our guy. And for real, I can't wait. He looks good.
Well, I'm excited. He does. He looks like he's in great shape. He looks like he's in good spirits. I'm sure he's on track for what he needs to do. He's the least of my concerns, but believe me, I know Cardinal fans everywhere. Anytime you start not seeing Yachty play, it makes them freak out, but I'm pretty confident that this guy knows what he needs to do to get ready, and he knows his body. So, you know, what they're doing is exactly what they need to do for him. So, you know, let's get him back out there on the 14th, and I am more than confident number four is the one guy we don't have to worry about being ready for opening day.
That's right. We don't have to worry about him. I think he's going to be there, and the pitchers know that. So, but I knowing him, I'm not surprised he's catching tomorrow.
Yeah, that's somebody had mentioned that. One of our listeners and friend of the show had tweeted out something to that effect, like hearing that he's supposed to catch on March 14th means he may be in the lineup tomorrow because that's how Yachty is. So I thought that was pretty good. So, but great stuff as always, my friend. We appreciate you joining us each week here on Two Birds on a Bat. I want to encourage everybody again to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. The big thing right now, though, folks, when you go there, click, you know, the opening day ticket giveaway. Now, some of you are going to go, Jim, I already did that, and that's fine. You have. But I want to make sure two things. Number one, if you've already done it, make sure you go back in there and click the bottom part where you subscribe to the podcast because that's worth 20 entries. There was a glitch there. You actually were not able to subscribe to the podcast, and it may even show that you got your 20 entries, but you don't get anything until everything is tabulated at the back end. So make sure you go back in and do that. And it also gives you the opportunity to reshare on Twitter, to reshare on Facebook, which you get 3 points every time you do that. And it also increases your opportunity for referrals. So you can tweet it and Facebook post it every day, and all that does is up your entries. Find us on social media at Birds on a Bat Show is where you'll find us on Twitter. Follow us. If you're a Cardinals fan, we'll follow you back. You heard me mention Facebook earlier. That's Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Click invite your friends. Please, when you see our pinned post, like it, comment on it, and share it. That's how we reach Cardinal fans everywhere. I want to encourage everybody to find us on Instagram as well. You simply type in Two Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us. We would love for you to be a part of our Instagram experience as well. LineupMedia.fm, home of Yo Radio. The next portion of this contest, folks, revolves around Yo Radio. It's the newest streaming platform. You can download it for free on your mobile device. It will play a part in a way for you to receive additional entries. To all of our partners, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, you heard me mention them and their four-pillar system. Make sure you check them out. To Adam's Smokehouse, home of the best barbecue in St. Louis, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, open till 7. Again, it's everything you need when it comes to catering and box lunches as well. But if you just want some great barbecue, head on down to Watson Road to our friends at Adam's Smokehouse. St. Louis, here's your cue. To our friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com, his continued support means everything to us, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial. He's got you covered. His wonderful daughter Stephanie has told me the heating and cooling team, the electric team, and the construction team are all fired up and ready and waiting for you and your needs. Get them involved early in the process, folks. They will not disappoint. To my friend Benji Molina, who comes to you on the M4byYachty.com hotline, and to all Cardinal fans everywhere, I thank you for joining us. And, you know, the social media aspect of this cannot be ignored, folks. To our partners out there, Chris Lawless, tremendous guy, does so much for Cardinal Baseball. His wonderful page, Cardinals Nation 24/7. Nobody does it better. to the CN 24/7 network and everything they've got going. Ron, Chris, Gino, Crash, the whole group out there. Everybody does such a wonderful job. We want to thank them for their continued support here at Two Birds on a Bat. Some other great pages: Mick Light, Art City Media, Nate McHenry with the Rally Squirrel Club, rallysquirrel.com. Vicky and Linda with I Am a Cardinal Fan, Yes I Am, and Fans of Yadier Molina, two of our favorites. The Cardinal Frank, STL Cardinals, all St. Louis Cardinals, STL Cardinals crew, one of my favorite personal favorites. No shortage of great content out there, folks. Make sure you check them out. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.